All right. So we're going to have a bunch of propositions on the ballot in November. One of them is Proposition 60. Prop 60 would impose a condom mandate on porn stars, meaning if you're shooting an erotic or triple X rated video here in the state of California, you can't allow the performers to have sex without a condom.
Yeah, you got to be wrapped up.
That's right.
So to speak.
Get out the plastic wrap.
Yeah, and I know libertarians are very much against this because it's another regulation, and we've kind of seen the effect of porn moving out. It is a big industry, and it brings money into the city, and we've seen it leave. But as you were saying during the break, it looks like both parties are against this, which I find very surprising.
Yeah, the Republican and Democratic parties are both against the bill, as are the Libertarians, the Free Speech Coalition, and the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee. So based on my research, the people that are really leading the charge on this are the AIDS foundations, the various foundations that combat the spread of HIV. They're the ones that have decided that this is going to be their rallying cry, and they are going to push for this proposition to pass.
I mean, what's the reasoning behind this, though? Is it because they think it encourages risky behavior? Because, I mean, this has been porn's been around for a very long time.
I think that's right. But I think that they miss the mark the same way the moral majority types miss the mark. They believe that pornography will cause people to cheat on their spouse and do all of these horrible things. But I don't think there's any link there at all. I think that just because that's your fantasy, that doesn't necessarily mean it's your reality.
You're going to act on it. Yeah.
You can have dreams that are far more explicit than what you see on your computer screen. So what are you going to do? Outlaw dreams?
I don't know. We're going to have to put plastic covers on all the porn magazines. Like,
I guess.
I don't know. This just seems...
I mean, if anything, I think it allows people to blow off steam.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, well, more than that. Joining us to talk about this is adult film producer and registered nurse, Nina Hartley. Nina, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of this Proposition 60? Because this would directly affect you and your industry in a very fundamental way.
Well, my take on Proposition 60 is that it is an ego-driven power grab by Michael Weinstein and the AIDS Healthcare Foundation targeting a community of workers that is of no threat to the general public and very little threat to ourselves. But he has a messianic attitude, and he wants to come and be our overlord and our daddy. He wants to be the condom police, and we just don't think that is the best way to handle something that is such an important thing as the health of sex workers.
I think you're 100% right. I think it's one dude that wants to flex his muscle, and they are swimming in money, because who's not going to give to an AIDS charity? I get hit up by people all the time. I'm doing the AIDS walk. I'm raising money for this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I'm raising money for that fundraiser. And you write a check because no one wants anyone dying of AIDS.
But that is not a problem in our community.
Right.
Because of the testing regimen that we have developed over years, is it the community-based, community-originated harm reduction model that has been extremely effective in reducing STIs in general and reducing onset transmission of HIV to zero in California-made pornography. From 2004 to today, not one case of HIV has been transmitted onset. Tens of thousands of scenes have been shot of all kinds of behaviors. Not one case of HIV. In the same time period from 2004 to now, tens of thousands of new HIV cases have been documented in LA County. So, Michael Weinstein is certainly trying to create a solution to align with the problem. And at the same time, there are neighborhoods and parts of the Los Angeles County area that have high incidence of HIV and no outreach by AIDS Healthcare Foundation and no offices and no clinics. So it's a bad law. It puts me and all my friends in direct line for nuisance lawsuits, personal danger by stalkers or ex-boyfriends or girlfriends or disgruntled fans, nuisance lawsuits. It's hugely expensive for the state. We're a broke state. We need police. We need firefighters. We need teachers. This is not a problem. And generally, the adult entertainment population does not mingle freely in that way with civilians, because our sex culture is so different, that it is not usually civilians that usually want to be with us. And we usually have difficulty with civilians because of the nature of our work. And so we stick to ourselves, we test regularly, and we're not a threat to ourselves or the general public, despite what Michael Weinstein likes to think.
Where do you guys film most of the porn these days?
Say that again, please.
Where do you film most of the porn these days?
Most of the time we're in private homes, the occasional hotel, but mostly private homes around L.A. and Ventura.
A lot of Airbnb?
Occasionally, but not so much for that, because Airbnb does not like people using their rentals for that. So I have no numbers on Airbnb.
Well, Nina, just to play devil's advocate here, because, you know, he considers this, so what's the big deal? Just slap on a condom and, you know, get to work. How does that really affect?
Yes, I'm so glad the woman asked me that. So rather like Donald Trump, actually, Michael Weinstein has been extremely heavy on the mansplaining and also on the overt and clear dismissal of my lived experience as a woman as a person with a vagina. So when we talked years a while ago about a condom burn, a friction burn from the use of condoms over long shooting scenes, which create microabrasions in delicate areas, which then, of course, makes me more susceptible to getting a disease. And Michael Weinstein says, ha, 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 there's no such thing. And I just want to say, well, first, you somehow magically grow a vagina, and then you magically work for a couple of hours with Joe hung like a pony sniff. and then you tell me how that feels afterwards, okay? Don't forget, regular intercourse among civilians lasts between 20 and 30 minutes tops. Stopping and starting, you change a condom. I like you. You like me. We're having a good time. Hey. Versus, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. We're on a set. We have to be out of here by 2 o'clock and go. So the making it mandatory is just, it takes away my rights to my own bodily autonomy. It shames me as a sex worker. Me as a woman, it is paternalistic. It's all kinds of things. I would like to see true choice. Because some performers, I would say a solid 10%, would prefer to use condoms all the time, and they certainly have the right to do so. And because we get to shoot our own content, said people can actually shoot all the condoms whenever they want. And what I want to say to Michael Weinstein is, you're a $200 million a year organization. If you want to create condom-only porn, you go. You have at it. You. And you don't have to make a profit because you have $200 million a year to work with. We do not. We have to keep ourselves safe, hence testing. And we have to also be able to earn a living, hence being able to sell to our audience and our fans. So we do take a great deal of care. And what people never seem to recognize or accept about the testing system is we have a large population of rather rebellious young people who are taking an active interest in their health, and they are testing. They're looking at my test. They're asking for my test. I'm asking for their test. They're off. It is a purely voluntary, 100% compliant system by and for performers, tailored to the needs of our particular line of work. And the nice thing about it is, through IKnowMyStatus.com, any person, any civilian, can go in and do this test that we have, and find out tomorrow what is the status of your sexual health. The free screening you get at clinics uses a saliva test, which is not accurate for our business, because that has a 6-month window. And so we use a test that shows the HIV protein within 2 weeks of infection, so we can catch it if it happens very, very early. What happens is actually some people who want into the business have to be screened first, because filters keep things out. And many people over the last 10 years, 15 years, have found out about the status after trying to get into the business.
And so here's a reality, Nina. Whether or not this proposition passes or not, the customers like bareback porn. So that means California can do what California is going to do. But if the customers are looking for bareback porn, guess what? They're not going to watch any of the porn that's made in California.
Exactly.
They're going to all ship those jobs to Nevada or Arizona or Florida or New York or
really
some other
problem,
state.
Correct. And that's a problem because the the clinics are here, and more importantly, the social support and the groups are here. The fact that we know each other, we see each other regularly, we have the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee, APACT, which is a by and for performer group, finally, a living, breathing worker advocacy group right here in Los Angeles. And so disseminating the business around the country will decrease safety. First, a new person comes in. There's no one to tell them about testing. Secondly, something happens on the set. There's no place to go and say, hey, this happened. This George Smith guy, he's a jerk. Don't work with him. So when we can stay together in a relatively close location, we're there to support each other. We're there to help each other. We're there to advocate as a group, especially at the state level. We've been going to the state capitol now for almost 20 years, doing advocacy and outreach and education of the legislators. Shooting pornography is legal in California. It's not legal anywhere else except New Hampshire. So we have done the case law. We, you know, Freeman versus California, 1988, ruled in the favor of adult movie production not being prostitution, pimping, or pandering, and therefore it's legal to shoot here. We cannot be arrested on those grounds. Anywhere else, the local police can just have whatever kind of fun they want with us. So we do need to stay here.
That seems like such a throwback to a different era. Like we're talking about something that some crazy law that was on the books in the 1800s that we all look back and laugh at and think, oh my God, look at that. You couldn't eat lobster on Tuesday and you couldn't shoot porno movies.
Right. Exactly. So thank you for that. Yes. So I understand that from the outside, oh my gosh, calm, people safety, not an industrial situation.
You know what it is? And this is, I love initiatives because sometimes the legislature just won't do something about an issue because the special interests don't want it.
Right.
But other times you get these dot-com weenies or you get these guys with billions of dollars and a lot of free time on their hands and they have solutions in search of problems.
Yes.
And they make it their cause and they turn it into a moral issue and they go destroy some industry for their own.
They use the public health angle as an excuse to pass unneeded regulation.
Yeah. They destroy an industry for their own satisfaction.
Right. So I appreciate people wanting us to be safe. And honest to God, we want it too. This is the problem. People don't think that adult performers have any self-regard or self-esteem because the antis are think, oh, we all have daddy issues. Oh, our mommies didn't love us enough. Oh. And it's like, no, we're entertainers. We're competitive. We're sometimes aggressive. And sometimes we also have to challenge ourselves. And we are different than the average bear. We somehow like being on camera without our clothes on. Let us entertain you. Let us be the people that help you with your fantasies and help you see something on camera that you can turn to your partner and say, does that look interesting at all to you? You know, I make educational tips, you know, how to do X, Y, and Z. And so because I can explain all day how to do a particular behavior, let me show you in this movie, okay? It's so much easier. And so I
Auntie
have,
Nina,
you know,
show and tell.
Absolutely. Now, I have a 40-volume educational series that sold over a million units in the last 20 years of that very thing, how to
Mr.
do X,
Wizard's
Y, and Z. Yeah, right. Much more fun than Mr. Wizard.
lot more wands, too.
Yeah. And you know, if people, here's what I would like people to know about consuming pornography. First, if you are worried as a consumer that you're helping some poor young woman be abused, you must pay for your porn and buy American-made, preferably California-made pornography. Why is that, you say, Nina? Because if you watch California-made porn, you know the person who was of age, gave consent, was tested, and was compensated. So you can watch it guilt-free.
So consume your pornography like you consume your avocados. California-made.
There you go.
All right.
That's it.
Nina, we got to run, but thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Vote no on 16-bit and register to vote.
That's right. And don't forget to follow Nina on Twitter at Nina Land, and you can get her online at Nina.com. Nina Hartley, thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. I like her a lot.